Good evening. Tonight's scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 through 12. False and true worship. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They want God on their side. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. You fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places, make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fall. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. This is the word of the Lord.
I invite you to pray in your hearts with me. Lord, as we now bow before you, as we become silent in your presence, may your spirit indeed be with us. As we await your message for us here at the beginning of Lent, may your spirit open our hearts and our minds so that we can receive your word. We are here to listen to what your message for us is. So please bless us now. In the name of Jesus, amen. So this is the beginning of Lent, the season of Lent. Ash Wednesday is a day to remember our humanity, to begin a period of repentance and to make a conscious effort to turn away from sin. This all is in preparation for the joy that comes with Easter. And on this journey, Jesus is with us. Even though he was and is God, he came to earth in human form. Remember, he came to experience the limits of human life in solidarity with us. And so in Lent, we recall Jesus' time in the wilderness when he was tempted to feed and save and glorify himself. But instead, he humbled himself before God and began a ministry of feeding and healing and serving and saving others so that God can be glorified. And so Lent also calls us to recognize the ways we have been focused on ourselves and to repent and to follow in Jesus' way of justice and compassion. Let me see, how many of you give up something for Lent? Anybody? A few of you. You know, giving up something is really a form of fasting. And many Christians observe this practice of fasting during Lent. You see, during times of crisis, when the people of Israel felt God was far away, they would fast as a way to repent or mourn. Now, there's a lot happening in our world today, right now. And so this is really a time of crisis in our lives, and God is calling us to respond to it. But in this passage in Isaiah, the people wonder why God is not responding to their fasting in this time of trouble, this time of crisis. They say, why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? And since the prophet Isaiah then responds by saying, you wonder why the Lord pays no attention when you go without eating and act humble? But on those same days that you give up eating, you think only of yourselves and abuse your workers. You even get angry and ready to fight. No wonder God won't listen to your prayers. So he says, listen, your fasting is not pleasing to God because for you it's merely a ritual. You fast, but you're not acting in ways that please God. You're not doing anything that'll bring about a just and peaceful future. And so the kind of fasting you do, Isaiah says, simply won't get your prayers off the ground. It's superficial. It's just for show. And so again, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of fasting? If you're going to give up something for Lent, if you're going to practice fasting in any form, why would you be doing it? The purpose of fasting is to engage your whole body in repentance. You do it to remember that you are a human creature with human needs. And so you purposefully turn away from sin and you turn toward God. And fasting can help you focus on God and on prayer. And so what you're doing is you are following Jesus, his example, in the wilderness. But like the people of Israel in this passage, our fasting, you know, can become just a ritual with no meaning. Or we do it simply for our own benefit. I mean, I've given up alcohol before. I've given up sweets and desserts. But was it a form of focusing on God and purposefully repenting of my sin? Or was it simply because I wanted to lose a few pounds? Was I doing it for more than my own benefit? And even worse, fasting can become like a transaction with God. You say, God, if I fast, then you should answer my prayers. God, if I give up something for you, then you should do something for me. And Isaiah points out that the self-denial of fasting is hypocritical if those who practice it are serving their own interests. And even worse, when they're going to the trouble of practicing fasting, but then at the same time oppress others. So fasting by itself is not real repentance. It says in verse 5, to put on a pious long face and parade around solemnly in black, Do you call that fasting a fast day that I, God, would like? Do you think this is what God wants? So through the prophet, God reframes what real fasting and repentance and self-denial entail. And it says, this is the kind of fast day I'm after, to break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debts. What I'm interested in seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless poor into your homes, putting clothes on the shivering ill-clad, being available to your own families. A modern-day example would be something like, you post something on social media about how terrible racism is, that no one should face discrimination because of their race. But then you go and stereotype people and treat them differently because of their skin color or cultural background. And when your friend tells a racist joke, you don't say, no, that's simply not okay. Or another example, you post a warning about climate change, but you refuse to recycle. So you're not acting on those issues. So whether you choose to fast and give up something for Lent, or whether you simply make an effort to look at your life and repent, the good news is that real repentance is possible. But real repentance is active. It's not passive. Real repentance brings healing to the world and healing to those around you. And at the same time, it brings healing to you, to the one who repents. And when our calls for God's help are matched with actions that participate in bringing about God's kingdom, this is what happens. Do this, and the lights will turn on, and your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then when you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help, and I'll say, here I am. So we do not just fast, but in our fasting, we feed others and we care for them and for the issues they are facing. And when we do that, we become like a garden that has plenty of water, or like a stream that never runs dry. We will be like a well-watered garden. We will be like a gurgling spring that never runs dry. And so this Lent, we will be drinking from the fountain of grace. Because you see, throughout Scripture and even today, God sustains his people in the most basic of human ways. Physically, with food and drink for our bodies, and spiritually, with food and drink for our souls. And so over the next 7 weeks, we're going to find refreshment from God's fountain of grace. We're going to look at the different images of cups in the Bible, and they're going to help us explore different aspects of our relationship with God. Tonight we looked at the cup of fasting. On the 25th of February, we'll be looking at the broken cup, the brokenness of our own lives. And in the weeks to follow, we're going to explore the cup of living water and the cup you choose, the cup of discipleship and Jesus' cup for us. And on Easter, the cup that never runs dry. And you'll see that as we drink in God's grace, we also become a source of grace for others. And I invite you to join me on this journey. Amen. Let us pray. God, the message you have for us tonight is clear, that if our repentance is just for show, or if we give up something for our own benefit, or
if we're not sincere in reflecting upon our own lives and our own humanity,
then it's just for show. It means nothing. It's not what you want. It's not what you desire. If we say something about something and not do anything about it, it becomes hollow. So my prayer is, God, that you will enable us and help us to truly repent, not in a passive way, but in an active way, where our deeds also bring glory to your kingdom. And as we embark on this journey through Lent, I pray that your Spirit will mightily bless us in our own growth, so that we can become closer and closer to you. We pray that your Spirit will lead us towards you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.